goal goes in, and was that Strusning that scored?
I believe it was.
That'd be his second goal of the game, the senior, with a couple of goals. And we are all knotted at four with 10:26 to go in this second period of play.
Seven from 36.
And that was a power play goal.
5 seconds left to go in a power play. And Pirates were actually kind of dominating that power play in the offensive end, and then they Stone Cold come down and put one in the net on them.
Well, that was Stone Cold's plan the whole time.
You know, oh, I'm sure.
Let's just wear it down and make it look more heroic at the end. Well, Pirates had to skate all the way down to one end to get the puck. And offsides. So we'll move to the far end of the ice and have a face-off.
They're calling that an intentional offsides, which means you have a player down inside, you dump it back over the blue line intentionally because you're in danger of getting the puck taken away from you. They call that intentional, and it goes all the way to the other end for a face-off.
Pirates trying to answer back with something, but they couldn't get anything going, and now to the other end we go. And this one will get gloved by Pirate goalie Brian Dukoski.
Now, Brian Dukoski has not played goalie all through his career playing hockey here at this arena. He started playing last year in the midget as a goaltender.
Hmm. What was he before that, defenseman? Or?
Yeah, I believe that you're probably right there. Ooh, there's some loose action in front of the net.
That one gets thrown against the net. Turmel with it behind the net, trying to find someone to pass it to. He tried getting Kennedy just off the mark, and Hudson to the other end. And here we go. Can the Pirates get something going? Hudson with it on the right side. Tried centering. This one intercepted, I believe, by Amon. One gets thrown over to the left side. Turmel around the blue line. Tried centering. He lost control of that one. Hudson will race down to see if he can get it. Stone Cold comes out with it. Turmel once again around the blue line. Kennedy flicks it up. And we have a whistle.
It was offsides, I think, again.
9:10 to go in this second period of play, all tied at four in this midget championship between the Pirates and Stone Cold.
Wonder if everybody's going to take control of this game. Seems like they get going, and I think the Pirates were just dominating here for a little bit. Now it's back, momentum swung the other way.
I think once we get to that third period, we'll see who really wants to win this game. Right now it's just back and forth between these two. Who can score? Essemacher, that one's deflected. And he laid out number six. Who is that? Trevor Shemka. Skating in. And, oh, man, did that hit the netting or the bar?
I think it hit the net on the outside.
Quickly down the other end comes Essemacher for the Pirates. He'll skate in, and he winds up down, lost the puck. There's a big hit by Strusting as he just leveled him and pushed him towards the boards.
Yeah, go get a little, getting a little physical now. They're starting to do a little more checking. I think both these teams know that they can't let these guys skate like that. They got to put a body on them.
And we have a penalty.
Shemka.
Trevor Shemka will go to the board, to the box for 2 minutes for hooking. So now the Pirates go on the power play. Now Stone Cold has been able to convert on their power play. They're 1-for-1. Right now I believe the Pirates are 0-for-1. I don't think they scored on their power play.
No, no.
We'll see if they can get one here. Rogenbach, a shot wide to the right. Pirates are able to keep it in the zone. Beckler gets it over to Hudson. Hudson centers. Shot, no good. Dumped around in front, and a goal. Who's that one going to? It looks like number 24, Travis Essemacher. There's it. No, that's 74, Austin Seaman. Yes. It was 74. Austin Seaman with the goal.
From 80, what do you say, 88 and 18?
From Ashton Rogenbuck and Hudson?
Hudson.
You said 18, right?
18.
I thought you said 19.
19? That'd be Kendall Beckler. Well, it's now 5-4 in favor of the Pirates. Turmel with it for Stone Cold. He gets it back. That shot deflected. Brown with it. He'll keep it in. Throws it around. Amen. Behind the goal. Goalie didn't even see him. But he just missed it as it skimmed right past the crease. Amen keeping with the play. Tried to get the puck. Unable to. Stone Cold will get it going again. Turmel inside the blue line. Seaman now with it for the Pirates, and it'll go the other way. He taps it ahead. Him and Hudson are on the attack. Stone Cold will try to clear it, and they do. Pirates will reset. This one dumped into the zone by Sean Rogenbuck. Here comes Amon right down the middle. He tries doing a behind-the-back pass to Kennedy. No good, but...
if that would have worked, it would have been sweet.
Yes, it would have. All right. Well, here we go. Man, this is some fast-paced action. Kennedy with it in the boards. It's spun around. I think both players might have been looking for a whistle as it kind of just stopped. Pirates trying to clear, and they do. Brown will skate after it,
icing.
But will have an icing.
Icing call.
6:37 to go in this second period of play.
So that was we had what, three goals this already?
Yep.
Wow.
So six total goals in that first period of play. We already have three in this second period, and we still have 6:37 to go. Just about halfway through. Stokin, he'll keep it in the zone. Strusnik. Puck deflected. Stokin keeps it in. Strusnik gets it again on the left side. He'll skate behind the net. Lost control of the puck. But he gets it right back. Centers. Oh, and he didn't even see it. Who is that? Number 18, I think. Rogenbuck for the Pirates had it. Now Strusnik gets it back, and we have a whistle.
Another offsides. He just about timed it perfect to go back in, but... just a little bit. Penalty boxes are empty.
And we'll have a face-off right in front of us. Strusig in Essenmacher. Susala gets it. He'll try to skate right up the middle, but the puck gets deflected by Hudson. Hudson will try to get it, but unable to. Stone Cold trying to get something going. Both teams just kind of playing around with the puck right now near center ice, and we have a whistle for offsides.
Yeah, we have a little, Pirates are offsides right down here, side in front of us here. I don't know, the goaltenders are kind of standing here now. Don't look like they're too excited.
No.
When you look over at the bench and... boy, those coaches over there have some stern looks on their faces.
Here's a shot on goal for the Pirates. High and wide right, and that one gets shot out of play. Refs will look for a new puck. 5:33 to go in this second period of the Midget Championship between the Pirates and Stone Cold. Again, Pirates can win. They're champions. If Stone Cold wins, we have Game 2 of this championship series on Monday, right back here at 8 o'clock. Oh, and Susala, I was wondering if he was going to get away with that, but the ref saw it, and he will go to the box.
These guys play here for this Silver Blade tournament, but the trophy is the Rogers Morrell Cup. If they win, they get their name put on it, and it's a traveling trophy. It comes back for next year.
Yeah.
That was just